The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 1st of November. And no, we didn't turn our clocks back yesterday.
No, I'm so sorry.
No matter what reason.
I must have just kind of eavesdropped into somebody's conversation saying, now remember the clocks go back Saturday. They were probably talking about, of course, this next coming up weekend.
Well, I had something on Facebook and I looked at it and I went, wait a minute. And then it was from a year ago. You know how Facebook sneaks one of those in there? Anyway, good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Jared's here with the National Day, whatever day that happens to be.
Good morning. There's a lot of them today.
What is your day, though? How was your weekend, and what's up for you today? Why don't you establish a Jared day?
Why do you still have the costume on?
Some of the paint's still on his face.
And the, what was it, the tights?
What was it?
Carl was trying to, I was going to wear tights and glitter or something.
Oh, I forgot about that.
My God. I, you know, you hear this from me all the time. You probably think I'm crazy. But I think every man should dress in drag once. Just for the kicks of it. Remember they used to do walk a mile in her shoes? Yep. And guys would come and paint their toenails, wear complete, high heels. You did it.
I wore high heels, right. That was because I got paid extra and all the money went to a good cause.
Right.
That's right. But I didn't put a dress on.
Well, you did.
No, I would have worn some kilts, Lassie, if I had them.
Some people
anyway.
Go ahead. Jared, what day is it?
Oh, okay. Calzone Day.
What's that?
A calzone?
Oh, calzone. You mean
Italian
food? Oh,
the Italian
food?
Calzone.
Yeah, like the pizza that's folded in half.
Okay. Well, that's good. Is that your favorite day part?
Sure. Or deep fried clams.
Mm.
Deep fried clams.
That's something my father would love.
I'm not sure about deep fried clams.
We used to have a Skipper's here in Reading when I was a kid, and I always used to get those when I was
okay.
A kid.
I like fried oysters. I like raw oysters, but fried oysters.
A little too much on the Monday morning to hear about that, but okay.
Make your stomach turn? Anyway.
No.
Okay, Jared, thank you very
much. Excuse
me. And Linda. Good morning.
You need to take a drink.
I know. I waited.
You know?
I waited till you took the drink so then I could throw the news.
Today
to you.
Will be a high of 59 with 100% chance of rain to look out right now. It's raining. Showers, then chance of showers tonight with overnight lows of 52. Tuesday calls for a high of 65. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a high of 49. Wednesday, slight chance of rain with 67. Rain of 53. Thursday will be 63. And Friday, 63, partly sunny. So it looks like we have rain throughout the week except for Friday. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Now, we had three trick-or-treaters last night.
Three sets of trick-or-treaters.
Three sets. Exactly. Three
all
sets
from our
of trick-or-treaters last
all,
night.
All from our neighborhood.
I know. And our...
Well, no, the reason I said sets is if you say three, you think of three little kids. But no, they came in groups. And cute.
Adorable. Adorable. And... our neighbors across the street, like all around us, really went overboard on their, I mean, those are like worth a picture, you know, with the spider webs that went all, with a huge spider. I mean, it was just really very, very cute.
And you didn't know this, but John and Michelle came over and knocked on the door. I gave them some candy.
Oh.
But I think they were holding, you know, but they already had drinks in their hands or would have given them more.
Oh, I should have had, you should have told me I was in the back room.
But you were, yeah.
I'm watching this wonderful series. It's on Hulu called Genius. And the first eight episodes are on Einstein. So it's really, and then the second is on Picasso. But when you look at it, it says Aretha. And the click on her thinking you're going to watch about Aretha's life, and then it turned into Einstein. But I got completely captivated. Directed by Ron Howard. It is a series of 8 or 9 episodes. And you know, both Einstein and Picasso both were told, you're no good, you're nothing, you're ridiculous, and they just kept on. And I think that that's the moral of the series for me, is that, I just loved that in a character that will, you know, except for they were both kind of tortured, but besides that, they, you know, it's the true
tenacity
and the artistry of what they believed in that they just had to keep going.
They believed in themselves.
And they also believed, well, they all had multiple partners, but they believed in love. Love and their muses were really what kept them going. So what's your muse?
My muse? Well, you're always my muse. You are. I mean.
Well, besides, okay, thank you. But do you think maybe our horse is a muse? Do you think the upcoming events that you're going to be talking about with the Marine Corps, everything that has to do with the veterans, does that inspire you?
Well, that starts this weekend, and we've been without for too long. So the annual City of Shasta Lake Veterans Parade is going to go Saturday. Going to have like 100 entries in that. Linda and I will be there because we usually are there. You know, we announce the floats as they're coming through.
So much fun.
It is. I'm just
praying that Saturday. Let's see what Saturday looks like. A slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with high. Now, we've done this before. We actually rode in the parade with the Harley group, and it was showery. But we still had a huge, people just brought their umbrellas.
There you go. But it's not going to rain. It never rains on parades. Now that's on this. That's this Saturday on the 6th. Then on the 10th, which is a Wednesday, a week from this Wednesday, it's going to be. We'll be celebrating the Marine Corps birthday out at the Veterans Grove at the Civic. Y'all are all invited. And it's going to be about a 30-minute ceremony, march on the colors, bagpipes, honoring the oldest and youngest Marines. And then at the end, we are going to have plenty of cake. Everybody gets a piece of cake, birthday cake. And then on the 11th at 1 p.m. at the Veterans Hall, our county and city and people are honoring Senator Maurice Johannesson. It starts at 1 p.m. You're invited there to say thanks to a gent who has been the guiding light, the leading force in the Veterans Cemetery at Igo at the for the Veterans Clinic, the one we have now, the new one that's just built, the library. Gosh, I could go on and on and on about the things he has done to help our community and our veterans since he has entered this country from, Oslo, Norway, you know, so many years ago. And that's going to be at 1 p.m. on Veterans Day right there at Veterans Hall. And he's going to be awarded something special there.
Please, everybody, come out.
Yeah, come on out and say thanks to a guy that's given his whole life to the people here in our community and our, you know, in our state, and for our veterans when he was in charge of the California Veterans Affair or Veterans Affair Office. Okay, do you have something? Because I have something that I'm going to say it anyway. Well, I don't understand.
She asked me a question, but she answered it.
I did. Okay. You
no,
first.
Go.
No, because mine's going to take longer.
Okay. So, according to a report, now I probably shared with you on Friday that I was with a group of friends the other night, and I'm still trying to process it about this visceral effect it had on my system. When people were talking about how when they, one person talked about when they looked at the flag that, you know, and then they later on recanted that it was not about the people who served our country. It was about what was happening with women's rights and that we've stepped back into the archaic ages and so on and so forth. But, But what they did say was that they were ashamed and embarrassed. And it just hit me on such a level that I ended up losing my cool. And that it just affected my whole body. I don't know how to explain that. But, you know, I know you guys all know what I'm talking about. But anyway, there is an article out that talks about new NBC poll showing 71% believe U.S. is on wrong track. Scary news for Democrats. Now, I don't know why that's scary news for Democrats.
Well, it could be because the fact is that if 71%, and a lot of these are independents, you expect Republicans to say it, and you can expect Democrats to support Biden. But it's the independents who are the ones that decide the elections. When 71%, and this is from an NBC news poll, which is not what you'd call the most conservative news organization, when 71% of the people think we're on the wrong track and we have elections coming up, that's why the Democrats are scared. And you know what? I can't remember one time, and I could be wrong, I'm sure somebody will help me with this, that 71% of the country thought we were on the wrong track when Trump was president. And not that Trump was perfect or anything, but I don't remember the polls like this.
They were over 50.
And it's getting worse. And I don't, you know, and Mr. Biden keeps doing things.
But if you talk to certain people who are, a hardcore Democrat, it still comes down to they think it's all Trump's fault.
And
that's the point that I'm just like, okay, what, you know, here again, I stopped the conversation. I said, look, stop. The only thing I can control is myself. From there, it comes to, am I a kind neighbor? Sorry, neighbors, that I wasn't there last night when you brought a cocktail over and knocked on the door. I wish I was. I was back watching it.
No, they were bringing their own cocktails.
Oh, but still.
Okay.
But still, I should, you know, it would have been nice. That's trick or treat. That's cute. That is so cute. But anyway, so, you know, am I kind to my neighbors? Am I doing something for my community? Am I doing something for my block? I mean, these are the things that you know that you can do. Are you picking up a piece of litter if you see it? Are you helping out a charity, et cetera? Just something that you could possibly do that is a ripple-down effect rather than throwing stones across the pond or throwing stones with something you really can't control, but you can control your vote.
After the break, I'm going to throw a rock across the pond. And speaking of which, I totally changed up my sleep number last night, and I went to 100%.
Oh, you did?
Went to 100% and slept very, very well. I think what I've been doing, because I've been kind of noticing that, you know, gosh, you know, I'm just not getting the sleep that I was getting before. And I realize now that I had that mattress way, because you can adjust sleep number mattresses to the firmness that you want. There's no compromise there in your sleep. My sleep number setting last night was 100. And
mine was, my sleep number setting was 35. I went up 10 degrees because I felt like the 25 was getting a little too, for me, saggy. So I went up, and you can sleep at the firmest that you can with 100, but I went to 35 at a great night's sleep. And so go on over to the Target Shopping Center, and they're always good. I'm sure they've got some great Veterans Day smashing deals going on in November.
Well, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save up to $800 on a Sleep Number 360 smart bed plus special finance. It ends today only at the Sleep Number store over at the Target Shopping Center, as we said. This is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required, and see sleepnumber.com. for details. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nurseries open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, candidate for District 5 Supervisor. It seems masks and vaccines are very hot topics these days, and the masking of our kids in schools and forced vaccinations are the talk of the county. I support the views and beliefs of both sides, but I do not support our government forcing their beliefs on either side. I strongly believe in liberty and freedom for all. I believe in personal choice and personal responsibility for those choices. Parents should be able to choose whether their children are masked at school or not. We the people should be able to choose to get vaccinated or not. Do your own research, consult your trusted healthcare professional, and make your own choices. Unelected bureaucrats should not be ruling our lives, masking our children all day, every day in school, while celebrities go to the Oscars and Grammys unmasked is the height of hypocrisy. We the people are supposed to be in charge of our government, not unelected bureaucrats who most likely never finished medical school. Shasta County District 5 covers Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and the Millville area, but as District 5 Supervisor, I will represent all of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaveterans.com. Cypress or Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your free pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Cypress or Eyes, call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
There's where my head is like, what?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 7:22 in the morning here on the 1st of November. Bastiani Arms is bringing us this segment. You know what? Bastiani Arms, been there working on 12 years now. You know, been going up against the big boys. Has held his own and done very well there because of great customer service, great gunsmithing. It is a one-stop shop there. Long guns, pistols, ammo, all the accessories, and CCW, all at one spot. Bastiani Arms. This is where we buy our guns. It's John Bastiani. Why? Well, for all those things I just said, and veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Okay. Joe Biden just continues to have a string of hits. Reporting on Thursday revealed President Biden's latest border policy idea. Direct payments to illegal immigrant families who were separated at the southern border during the Trump administration. Excuse me, I think they're still being separated because they have to by law, unless they're doing it. Anyway, the Biden administration is in talks to offer immigrant families that were separated during the Trump administration about $450,000 a person in compensation. Now, so that means the family of four was separated because for whatever reason, that's like $1.5 million they're going to give to this family that came across the border illegally and is now living in the United States, enjoying the safety, the security of our country. And he wants to give $1.5 million to them. Now this is Biden. This is President Joe Biden. The U.S. Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services are considering payments that could amount close to $1 million a family. Though those final numbers could shift, they could get bigger. Most of the families that crossed the border illegally from Mexico to seek asylum to the U.S., including one parent and one child, the people said. The lump sum payments, according to some attorneys who spoke to the Wall Street Journal, can mean that illegal immigrants get more compensation from the Biden administration than some families of the 9/11 victims received. Not only that, family of four could receive more money than a Marine does, or some families could receive more money than a Marine makes for 20 years service. Think about that. This is the Biden administration wants to give $450,000 per person, saying that this is after they crossed illegally into this country. Now, if you don't think that's going to attract a few more people, because there are still families being separated, it's still happening. It's still happening. And what about all the, pretty soon they're going to say, well, what about all those single children that came across the border? They need a start in life. They need a start in life. So maybe we just give them $100,000 when they come across. Let's put it in an account that they can use when they're, 18. Anyway, I don't make this up. I wish I did. The last thing I have before we have a break, and I'm not sure if anybody's coming on. Well, I'm hoping that we have Health and Human Services catch us up. As you know, the Carlos Zapata and two others were arrested for misdemeanor battery and disturbing the peace, and they arrested Mr. Zapata for battery and disturbing the peace. After the trial, he was not found guilty of battery, but he was found guilty of disturbing the peace. So, what's that mean? It means that he pays, I think, a $200 fine, that he has, he goes on probation, and that he has taken an anger management class.
All right.
Now, the rumors are, is that Mr. Zapata may be thinking about moving to Texas.
How many people do we know, can we count on 10 fingers, that are moving out of California? Tennessee, Reno, in the last 10 years.
Oh.
And recently.
About in the last 2 or 3 years.
Yes. I mean, people that we are really, not just we've heard, people that we know, you know, in a circle or a business circle or somebody that, you know, that we have been on this show, that had a show, have moved.
Well, I can tell you right now, there's been at least 10 families that I know have moved away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's others moving in, but as far as families moving away, people that we've known a long time are moving, or in the process of moving, or as soon as they can sell their property are going to be moving because they've had it. Well, I always look at it like this. Here's a scale, and on this side is a basket, and on this side is a basket. All the great things about California well, mainly it's, well, in California and Redding and the people all in this basket on, and over here on the right. And it, you know, and you throw it all in, it goes all the way down to the right side. But every time Gavin Newsom or the Democrats in power do something, it comes a rock into the left side. And right now, it is still balanced over to staying here. It doesn't mean in the next 2 years that there can't be an avalanche that hits this and it pushes everything over the side. And when it gets to that point, you've got to ask yourself, why am I staying? Well, then you think back all the great reasons you're staying here, the people, you know, Redding and all this, no matter what people say. You know, oh, Redding is, you know, oh, you know, it's just dumb, a lot of these things they say. It's just filled with white nationalists, oh, it doesn't have any education, you know, I mean, which is totally wrong. You know, the fact is, but there's going to be something, I think, I hope not. There's going to be, I hope it doesn't become a little, a big avalanche of things that hit us. But doing away with generators and all those kind of things, that's just stupid. That's another rock on the move away from this crazy place. So, anyway, what I was going to say on that was, is Donnie Chamberlain, who has been writing extensively on Carlos Zapata for a year. I mean, the love they have for each other is probably, it's kind of really hard to explain. You know, when Zapata gets a chance, he'll go after her, but Donnie is constant, and she's got her writers that are constantly going after Zapata. So you can imagine how gleeful she was when he was found guilty of disturbing the peace, but not battery, which was a travesty of justice, and I believe that she thought. But the most amazing thing was the last thing she wrote was, okay, Zapata thinks about leaving, blah, blah. And for all this time, she's been defending Clemente and Modi and Rickert, conservative Republicans, blah, blah, you know, they've done nothing. In her last column, she pivoted and went after Joe. Joe.
Did she find it something that particular?
Because Zapata said something about, well, you know, Clemente, you know, he something about Clemente. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But essentially, it wasn't negative about Clemente. It was like, hey, you're never going to be able to recall Joe Clemente. People like him way too much. Well, from there, somehow Donnie pivoted so that Joe, what's Joe been doing? You know, he did these things. I mean, it was fabulous the way she did that. So, anyway, I don't know what's happened to Zapata. I just hope that all of this is finished. And
let's
that
move
we
on.
Can all kind of like move on, like that's, you know, it's like the Trump derangement system. Now there's the Zapata derangement system. It's just all kind of like move on and move on to something else. We've got more than enough with you know, President Biden and all the things that he's been doing. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Community oriented. Dedicated, 3 branches. It's also locally owned, locally run. 3 branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, the main branch down in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and of course, 1845 California Street, right downtown Redding. They've been moving local dreams forward for 15 years. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service Doug and his great crew at BNT. Makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving and repair service available in Redding, Roseville and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050 or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Good morning and welcome to our morning show here, November 1st. What does that mean for you? That means for us, as we get ready, these next 10 days are very much involved with veterans' issues, getting ready to do live remotes, getting ready. Carl's got a live remote in front of Crown Motors on, is that actually on Veterans Day?
That'll be on Veterans Day.
And they give a certain percentage off that day. Yes, because cars are in such demand, but at least they're honoring veterans. We love that.
It is. And like our salute to the holidays, our salute to the veterans during the holidays, we give a percentage of every one of those ads and that people buy goes to their veterans organization of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already have some of them already identified.
And you know, our very own Sue McClain, let me just insert that. Sue McClain, who does our morning news and does such a beautiful job, the Sue McClain News Hour, has taken on the role of handling some of our advertising, which would be, of course, this particular thing to honor our veterans and our holiday salute. So the salute could be to the first responders. It could be anyway. So we've been, it's interesting, and lovely to see our community leaders come forth and want to take part in that. And so Sue's having to handle that, which is another, you know, part of her, basket. But we're going on to, do another announcement.
Yeah. Well, there's several. Mount Shasta Ski Park is looking to hire 300 employees for the winter. The problem is can they find housing for everybody up there? But I'm sure they will.
Well, they may have to, and they talked about that. We're looking into transportation because there's a very good possibility they have to bus people from Redding, where maybe everybody meets like at the, you know, Walmart shopping center, and from there they drive up the mountain and they work the mountain for the day and come back. I mean, that seems...
Well, that's true. You could do that.
You know,
you could do that. If the weather's good, but we've gotten stuck up there, on the way up there.
You know, when you're working in the snow in the mountains, that happens. It happened when I lived in Sacramento and Placerville and you were going up to Tahoe. Something that I wanted to bring up today that I was an article that came out in the Searchlight yesterday that I'm sure what happens with a certain generation, it's happening with me as well in my generation. But, because we were, have been a generation of, we got to get with the current times, but when everything was a telephone call or a walk-in, so you had human connection and you really didn't have, that many people that would call you and discuss. Now we're in, for some people, they're, as they're going to the Medicare enrollment, it is becoming a nightmare because I've heard so many people say that it is, you really need to almost bring a professional in to help navigate it. So, it's important to know that Medicare will not call your home. Don't give your information to someone you don't know personally. If the caller is persistent, tell them you'll be recording the phone call and see how they react. Be aware that fraudsters use multiple techniques to trick the unsuspecting, which is like we come from a generation, my generation and older. My family is shake. They're a handshake deal people. They believe you. They think your word is your honor. And that's all you had at a certain time in life. So be aware that they use unsuspecting into surrendering valuable personal information that can be used to defraud Medicare and the individual. Out of this article, this person spoke with North State physician and mother who was victimized by a scammer. According to the doctor, she stopped by her mother's house and overheard her mother speaking on the phone, supposedly with Medicare. Her mother was getting frustrated because she couldn't hear the speaker very well. So she handed the phone to her daughter. The caller said he was from the pharmacy trying to coordinate with her doctor's office for an oral swab test kit used for cardiogenetic testing. Because the daughter was a doctor, these are the questions she asked. Which pharmacy he was with, and the caller said Health Solutions. She said, then the daughter asked, where were they based? He said, in her doctor's office. She said, who ordered the test and the doctor's name and address? She asked what kind of test it was, and he said it's a very simple oral swab that allows them to diagnose any heart disease. She asked, who is the office manager, just for verification? He said, I'm not actually in the doctor's office, but rather her mail-in pharmacy. So all of these questions, it's so professionally and so it's so tucked in, with somebody who's knowledgeable enough to be able to banter back and forth with these questions, when all the while they're trying to scam the mother's information. Now, my parents, 88 and 90, still going strong, have had two scams where my mother, they caught her off guard or something, and she gave her information. And the second time this happened, not for Medicare per se, but for a computer or because she was having computer problems or something. And she ended up giving her information and she had to shut everything down and start all over. And is still having issue with one of her cards because of that situation. You know what? You don't need that kind of nightmare problem in your life. So I'm hoping when you're hearing this morning and this information, you're really checking with your family members to tell them, don't give your information over the phone.
IRS doesn't call, Medicare doesn't call, Social Security doesn't call you and ask you questions. They just don't. That's not the way they do it. The VA does not call except to set up an appointment. That's all they do. And to announce your appointment, they don't set it up over the phone. Maybe they do. Okay, forget what I said about the VA. Everything else, though, IRS, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, Medi-Cal, any of those, they don't use the phone. All right, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, when we come back, I've got to talk about it. I'm sorry. Let's go, Brandon. Now, we've already talked about where that came from, but I will remind you if you haven't heard about where it came from. The one of the main people in the Biden administration says, oh, I didn't know what that was. You know what, gosh, I guess I just don't pay attention to Breitbart. Well, you don't have to listen, pay attention to Breitbart. You could just listen to when President Biden drives by in a motorcade. They chant it. You should already know what that is. It's another lie coming out of the higher denizens of Washington. This portion of the show is brought to you by a straight shooter. Yeah, Jeff Worst at Crackmaster. He knows how to fix windshields. Crackmaster windshield repair. He doesn't take chances with the safety of your family. He's going to fix it. He guarantees it. If it is just, he thinks it's, you know, beyond what he can do, which is, you know, when you think about it, that has to be a pretty much of a pre-busted up windshield. He's going to send you to somebody he trusts. Whether it's a chip or a crack over 24 inches in length, Jeff Worst can fix it. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your car on down or your vehicle on down to 3208 South Market Street or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. This is a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without price. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaveterans.com. Cypress or Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your free pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Cypress or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Dan Beans, Director of Redding Electric Utility. Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutters and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming in proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction.
In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with Livefire Range Training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Light, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio with KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Talk Radio with Carl and Navat. This portion of the show brought to you by State Granite, Mike Huber. Mike Huber is tearing the tracks up still. They had a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum.
With his one, and he had
Saturday and Sunday, he won again.
And he had his orange car named Ginger. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Anyway, but something that he's even better at is doing, making beautiful, beautiful projects using granite and, slate and marble. And he is truly an artist when it comes to making your kitchen beautiful. Kitchens, bathrooms, other areas in your home. He is truly an artist in this, and he has been doing it for about 20 years. So he can do it. And if you're spending, you know, you're spending a lot of time in your home, a lot of people are holding on to their homes, why not have that kitchen redone? And so you can enjoy it even more. Mike works by appointment only, so for a free consultation, he'll come to your house and look at it and see what you want there. Give him a call at 241-STONE. Learn more at estategranite.com. It's a veteran-owned business. Let's go, Brandon. Okay. Everybody knows the story, I'm sure. It was
it was at
a NASCAR race, and the young lady was interviewing the winner named Brandon. And in the background, there was this chant that's been going through, football stadiums, and other big events, and it was blank Joe Biden. Well, and she says, wow, the crowd's excited. She says, oh, they're saying, let's go Brandon. Well, they weren't. And it was pretty obvious that's not what they were saying. But when she said, let's go Brandon, that caught on, and from then on, instead of using the pejorative Joe Biden, people are saying, let's go Brandon, as kind of like, that's how they feel. Well, it's going everywhere. And it's in Congress where if they're forced to wear a mask, one of them had on his mask, let's go Brandon. You're hearing it everywhere. Well, even on airplanes, Southwest Airlines had a pilot flying from Houston to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And when he finishes his spiel, thank you for flying Southwest. I know that you can, you know, fly anywhere. When he finished it, he signed off with, let's go Brandon. Well, according to, different reports, there was an audible gasp from some passengers. You know what the audible gasp was? That's when it's because they took an intake of breath and went, we're getting ready to yell.
Yeah! Well, you know, here's the thing, is that the pilot could always say, no, I mean, I'm really a NASCAR fan. I really believe that I love Brandon.
I said,
let's go Brandon because of that. So now you're taking away my rights to be able to say I'm supporting NASCAR?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they'd be like, go Cubs. Maybe you can't say these are go whatever it is, go Dodgers or whatever. So the woman who wrote this report, was writing for the, she was with the,
AP?
Yes. And she said it was audible gasps from some passengers, like you said. As the word of the remarks spread on social media, many threatened to boycott the airline. Others pledged their support to Southwest because of the pilot's remark. However, you know, we've heard this stuff. I don't care who's in office. You're going to hear this. It's just that we've become more outwardly
We get our feelings hurt.
Yes.
We get our feelings hurt. You hurt my feelings by saying that.
Well,
you know, here's
I'm guilty for that. Southwest does not condone employees sharing their personal political opinions while on the job, the company said in a statement emailed to the New York Times. The airline would not say if the pilot had been suspended. Can you imagine? For making the remark, adding that it does not comment on employees' statuses.
Well, here's the other thing. Southwest Airlines is famous for the flight attendants to be saying funny things.
Yes.
I mean, they make jokes. They, you know,
yes.
People video record it because they're so funny and all this. So this guy, you know, whatever he said, maybe he thought that was being humorous like the rest of the flight. Obviously, the AP reporter who then wanted to go up. Okay, get this. This is how deranged she is. She went up. She wanted to get into the cockpit. She wanted to talk to that pilot. And they're saying it's a locked cockpit. Nobody gets in there. And she was insisting. And then they said, ma'am, if you keep this up, we're removing you. And she goes, oh. She said, and she did say they probably thought I was deranged. And you are. But here's the thing. Southwest Airlines, you got to remember, they wanted them to all take the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? They shut down Southwest for a day, the pilots did, and flight attendants by being, I'm sorry, I don't feel well today. And enough so as the Southwest CEO backed off on it. I got a feeling is that, you know, the pilots of Southwest and the flight attendants and all this are pretty independent types. And when he said it, I'm sure that he's, well, okay, all right. I can understand when you get upset, but, hey, get over it, that kind of thing. But you have to think as if it was, you know, if it was Trump. Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. It's a humorous thing. It's caught on.
It's already on Wikipedia, by the way.
Yeah, it's on, yeah.
Let's Go Brandon is a 2021 single by American rapper Loza Alexander. It's a protest song that criticizes U.S. President Joe Biden. This is according to Wikipedia. Its title, which is spread in the chorus, is based on Let's Go Brandon, a political slogan and meme that had gained popularity in the preceding weeks as a minced oath.
I don't think, and did you look that up? You looked that up, Jared, because, you know, we were going to play part of it, but it's difficult to do because there's other words in there. Did you hear anything I said about when I had you look up Let's Go Brandon?
It made the top 100. And again, it's by rapper Loza Alexander.
They pulled it off a couple of the internet sites, of course, because it was.
Does it say the F word? Maybe it's. We got to make sure we don't play it with the F word, otherwise.
Because it was. It hurts people's feelings. You know, I am so tired of people getting their damn feelings hurt. I mean, I really am. And I mean,
a minute. Civil is civil. This is what we're talking about, and I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to just ask you to listen.
You're not going to stop.
I need
me.
You to no. That's
but
fine.
But I will hesitate.
Okay, may I please ask you to pause for a moment? Why I say this is the very conversation that many of us are having about the civility, our civility with one another, has become. It's gone down the tubes. People spitting at each other. Where's your respect? Or where is the respect? You know, people punching out flight attendants. People spitting at people on the street. People being rude to one another. Where are our manners? Now, there are certain things that are tongue-in-cheek that are funny. But I do really kind. I agree with the fact that even this has a political connotation. It really does because, you know, that maybe that wasn't in the best interest for overall because you have Republicans and Democrats. Everybody's extremely sensitive right now. Maybe Let's Go Brandon and you know.
Well, no, they're not supposed to give out.
This is what they said.
Not supposed to give out their political opinions. And you know what? And I can understand that. Who wants to be stuck on a 3-hour flight with the captain coming in every 10 minutes going, and what about this?
Yeah.
Joe Biden's giving $450,000 to every illegal alien because they got separated? Well, if you hadn't come across the border illegally, you wouldn't have been separated, would you? Anyway,
Yeah.
So you don't want to hear that on a flight. You know, really on a flight. The only thing I want to hear is, sir, could you put your mask back on? Sir, could you pull your mask back up over your nose? Sir, would you like to have dinner tonight? You can either have peanuts or pretzels. So that's what I like. Oh, American Airlines had to cancel, what was it, 2,000 flights?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. And what from? What from? The pilot's not feeling well. I wonder if they have has anything to do with the vaccine mandates there. Anyway, American Airlines just...
They're looking for pilots.
Oh, my gosh. They are in they're in trouble right now. So, you know what? All you people that are going to be flying on Thanksgiving, you got to think about this. Are you? Are you really going to
get ready to,
yeah,
to bring a pillow?
Bring a pillow. You might want to bring a little blankie.
Yeah.
Those little emergency blankie, you know, that you can, you know, wrap yourself in when you're laying on the floor in the Dallas Fort Worth airport. It may be an idea to hold, and Thanksgiving is always the biggest travel day of the year. So, okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and hopefully one of our guests will show up.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The focus of today's arguments will not be on the abortion ban itself, but whether the Justice Department can sue and obtain a court order that effectively prevents the law from being enforced. It's the first of two high-profile abortion cases to go before the High Court this fall. Early next month, justices take up a Mississippi pro-life law that is a challenge to Roe v. Wade.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Something that President Biden isn't talking about, reports his administration is considering paying $450,000 per person to illegal alien families separated after crossing into the U.S. along the southern border. The president may not be talking about it, but some Republicans are, and they've gone ballistic over the idea. At the moment, President Biden is speaking at the U.N. Climate Summit taking place in Scotland. How do you think the economy is doing? New polls suggest an increasingly gloomy outlook on the part of most Americans.
The Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll found that just 35% of Americans now call the national economy good, while 65% call it poor. In September, a similar poll found 45% called the economy good. Roughly half of Americans now say they expect the economy to get worse in the next year.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. New York City preparing for fallout from Mayor Bill de Blasio's COVID vaccine mandate for municipal workers, from firefighters to police officers to sanitation workers. The choice is being put to them, either get the vaccine or go on unpaid leave, effective today. Watching Wall Street, the Dow 32 points higher, the NASDAQ is up 21, the S&P down 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Nick. And I'm Adam. We started Legacy Box so that family memories would be safe and could always be enjoyed together.
And this year, we're offering you early access to our incredible Black Friday sale so you can finally digitize your home and photos.
1 million families and counting have trusted Legacy Box to convert their aging media because Legacy Box is safe, simple, and affordable.
From fading over time to risks like fire and water damage, your videotapes, film reels, and photos aren't protected unless they're on a digital format. And with the holidays approaching, don't wait. Simply fill your Legacy Box, and we'll take care of the rest.
This is the first time we've offered Black Friday savings this early, and it's the most meaningful thing you can do this holiday season.
It's time to relive your most important memories and take advantage of Legacy Box's best sale of the year.
Visit legacybox.com/LBOX to get early access to our Black Friday sale. That's legacybox.com/LBOX for an irresistible deal. Legacybox.com/LBOX.
Lebanon's prime minister says his country's relationship with Gulf states headed downhill.
Prime Minister Najib Mikati's comment follows criticism of the Saudi-led military intervention in Yemen by Lebanese Information Minister Zoj Kadahi. The Prime Minister called on Mr. Kadahi to put his patriotic sense above all else to defuse the crisis. On Friday, Saudi Arabia ordered Lebanon's senior diplomat in Riyadh to leave and banned all Lebanese imports. Bahrain and Kuwait have followed suit, and the UAE has withdrawn its diplomats from Beirut.
The BBC's Mike Thompson. A troubling post-Brexit fishing spat between Britain and France showing few signs of abating today, one day before a threatened French blockade of British boats and trucks. British Foreign Secretary warning France that the UK will not roll over in the face of unreasonable threats from Paris. Townhall.com. Shanghai Disneyland tests 33,000 guests, closes for 2 days over a single case of COVID.
Visitors at the park waited for their COVID-19 test results, surrounded by healthcare workers dressed from head to toe in the white protective suits. Then officials suddenly announced Sunday evening they were no longer accepting any visitors and they were cooperating with an epidemiological investigation from another province. They then locked down the park as Shanghai city healthcare workers and police rushed to the scene to conduct a mass testing. The park is shut for Monday and Tuesday as they continue to cooperate with the pandemic prevention efforts. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Well, the World Series heading back to Houston. The Astros forcing Game 6 by turning an early 4-0 deficit into a 9-5 win over the Braves in Atlanta. Game 6 tomorrow night in Houston. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 60 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the first day of November. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm, and Linda's got the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. Currently 55 degrees on this November 1st. Our temperature is going to be around 59 with our highs today with 100% chance of rain. And then tonight, 52. Tomorrow calls for chances of rain, then mostly cloudy with a high of 65. Overnight lows of 49. Chance of rain again on Wednesday with 67. Thursday calls for a high of 63. And Friday, partly sunny with a high of 63. As we progress through the weekend, we look like we've, on Saturday, it looks like we have a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high of 63. And Sunday, slight chance of rain, partly sunny with a high near 62. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they're located in Anderson. It's a veteran-owned company by the Kinney family. Check them out at 365-3793. Now it's Monday morning. Usually on the first of the month, we have Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Empire, and we all know that the Enjoy store has moved from down the downtown area.
Well, from Placer,
from Placer area to
Market Street,
right down,
here.
Right across Kitty Corner from Tents and Events, where the Board Mart used to be. And I can just imagine the, when you think about the intricacies of moving earrings, I mean, and it's not just what's
earrings.
In the store. Just little things like, you know, what it is to put together just a jewelry, in the soaps and the ropes and the wood. It's not just the store. It's
soaps
the,
in the ropes.
Yeah, whatever. So it's the stuff in the, it's the stuff. Did you get that?
Soap on the rope.
Yeah, just it imagine
a big in the, seller in prisons.
Is back in the back room and their storage. And then all of their files, I mean, they're moving their offices and everything. And so when you undertake something like that, it's a huge, it's so huge. And I know that.
I think they want to open up today, too. So this could be.
This could
be
the big launch. And so
we
obviously, through this time, we give them big grace. And they probably don't even realize it's the first. You know how it is. You just get so involved. You don't, you know, time just flies by because you're down on your hands and knees making it work. You're, you know, you've got your hammer and your nails and you're trying to, you know, it just days go by. So anyway, enjoy. We will definitely be supporting them with our Christmas shopping and our, you know, event shopping and all that kinds of things. So anyway, that's who's supposed to be on today. But lo and behold, we're very happy to have Pat Karch here today to talk about an event you're having tonight.
Good morning to you guys. Good morning, Jared.
One of the benefits about working here.
Yeah. Or helping us out, as you would
just
say.
Just grabbed and pulled in and said, okay, talk about your event.
Well, that's okay, and I enjoy being here, but I appreciate the time on the air because, you know, I'm always pushing the Piano Angels program that we run, which...
Explain to people what that is, though.
It's a program that was started by Frank Strazzarino some years ago, who was the president of the Chamber of Commerce, and he passed it on to us after his passing. And we have a nonprofit, we have a board, and what we do is we take donated pianos and we get them into the homes of families and students needing pianos. That's really all it is. And we want to do this for free. And so we have people that donate toward our fuel expenses and some supplies on a regular basis. But every once in a while, we'll have a special fundraising event, and that is happening tonight, November 1st. Mod Pizza on Dana Drive will donate 20% of the proceeds to the Piano Angels program. If you go in there tonight and buy a pizza and mention Piano Angels, 20% of that will go to the Piano Angels program. That allows us to keep buying fuel. As you know, fuel is going up, and we want to keep those pianos moving. And we have pianos backlogged. The encouraging thing to me as a piano player is that young people and some older people are still learning to play the piano. To date, we've moved nearly 300 pianos, and that's probably includes almost 10 baby grands. And so it's really encouraging to know that kids are learning to play the piano, and it brings music into their homes. And usually the pianos, when people let them go, it's usually an older couple. They're downsizing, perhaps moving out of the area to be near family. And they're giving up a piano that really has meant something to them. And there's some tears that are shed on that end. But on the other end, there's usually jumps for joy and screaming, and it's very exciting. We have a website. If people want to know more about Piano Angels, just Google us, readingpianoangels.com, readingpianoangels.com. And you'll see more about the program. It's really neat. You can see some photos of students that have received pianos, and there's a place to donate if you're inclined to do that. But tonight, what we're asking, if you're listening right now and you're going to eat dinner, and most of us are going to eat dinner, and you like pizza, and many of us like pizza, then drive on down to Mod Pizza on Dana Drive, where 20% of the proceeds will go to the Piano Angels program.
That's okay. Just really great. Okay, so give us a you and Pam have... taking this over, and I've had you on my Thursday night show, and what it is that you guys have learned how to be able to pick a piano up and move it on a dolly and then put it on its corner or whatever. It's amazing how the two of you have done that. And share with our listeners, if somebody can't make it tonight, and if they want to donate as they're thinking it's Christmas time or people come around and they have a certain amount of money that they have to gift out of their 401. I don't even know how that works, but you know that there's like a gifting.
Before the end of the year, sure.
Right. So how would one go about doing that?
Well, the easiest way would be to go to the readingpianoangels.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a website, and you'll see a link, a tab at the top that says, how can I help? And simply clicking on that will take you to a page where there's an easy donation button. And that page, we just want to shout out to the son of Frank Strazzarino, Robert Strazzarino. He set up this web page, which he's a total expert on this thing. If you type in the word piano and you live in Northern California, our web page will pop up. We get hits every day. In fact, a lot of the time that Carl's paying me to be at the station, I'm actually doing Piano Angels work.
Yeah, you're in there. I see. No, you're doing a lot of emailing and stuff, but I also, let's just share with our listeners, okay, too, that you
are... your donation. Okay. That's
you,
your donation.
You are responsible.
That makes next week's check so much easier.
No, it makes... I love the fact that, let's just share with... I know that you're kind of tongue-in-cheek somewhat, but the fact that you are... you know, you are what we would call our electronic geek here. I love that. And that you, not only are you a wonderful piano player and that we've performed together for years and that you do the sound system and you've got all of this stuff tweaked in, is that you're able to get a grasp on what happens at the tower, go up to the tower, talk with the people who own our various different computers when they're up and down. And sometimes things are so beyond our control that would have to do, happen to do with something with the tower or water or something else electrical, and you are right on it. So yeah. we appreciate you and Jim so much.
Oh, Jim Bramer is awesome. This is like, for me, like going to college and not having to pay tuition. But the Piano Angels program, you know, we get calls every day from people wanting to donate. And many times I have to go out and take a look at the piano. We don't do, as a rule, the full-size upright pianos, you know, the old barroom piano you'd see in the movies.
Like what I have at my house.
Exactly, right. And when I had one as a kid also. Mm. They're just a little bit too heavy, unless it has some tender significance and people, you know, are adamant that it has to be moved. We don't do those. But mostly it's spinets. So if you're hearing this and you need a piano or you have someone that has a piano and they've been wanting to know how they can donate it, just go onto that website, readingpianoangels.com, and there's a little form you can fill out there and some contact information. My phone number is right on there. You can just call me directly. That's at readingpianoangels.com.
I'm looking at it now, and you have the big van push, so you have a picture of the van that you are, because you've been using a truck.
A pickup truck. Yeah,
open to
the weather.
Yeah.
You know, so Pam and I squeezed one in last night between rainstorms.
Ugh.
You know, we just barely made it, and then, you know, we have more stacked up. I probably got six pianos ready to roll
as soon
as the weather
breaks. Where are they?
They're all over. I mean, they're
coming to people's houses.
Oh, you mean you've got them stacked up. So you mean like the going to pick them up and drop. Okay.
Yeah, backlogged, yeah. And we don't store pianos. Generally, we pick them up, and they go directly to the family.
Okay.
And that's basically the whole program, you guys. That's the whole program. We just pick up pianos and for free. The whole idea is that it doesn't cost anything. So those donations are appreciated. Pam and I don't charge anything for our labor. We just want to cover our gasoline.
Well, let's just share with the fact that when you have music in the family, it brings joy. It's a form of release. You know, you get together for the holidays, whenever you get together, you gather around the piano and you sing a song. It's something that remains with you for the rest of your life. You may have a family full of problems, but if you've got music, it's something that unites you, and it's a powerful, powerful thing.
Yeah, why is it then when I sing Time to Say Goodnight, that beautiful song that, time to, you know, something Nostra or something like that. When I start singing that, you tell me, honey, you should be solo with that. I said, really?
I can't hear
you. So maybe you want to go in and watch football and sing.
Poor Carl, he gets it on every side. I know, man, people tell you look better on the radio.
Portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. People, it's getting toward that season. Maybe this is maybe Four Winds Jewelry, the only full service jewelry store in Reading, is the place to go to find that special gift. You will never go wrong at Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Great people, great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. Right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
I wait around until the midnight sun.
Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take a chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Reading, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I didn't realize that you had me recorded when I was singing that the other day. It's hard hitting those high notes sometimes. 8:21 in the morning is a portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Not Judy's first rodeo. She's been doing this since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners. For a long time and giving great advice, giving great service to them. If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans or 401ks, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. Phone number is 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we went to a First of all, it's a shout out for a local business. We went to an engagement party Saturday, and the close friends of ours, their daughter is 6'1".
And 6 feet 1 inches.
Wearing tall heels, and her fiance is 6'5", and he's a fighter pilot in the Air Force. And I said, close. I mean, I said, how close were you not getting into the plane? He says, a 16th of an inch. I said, it's probably the only time you ever slumped. He said, I wasn't wearing my cowboy boots. So, yeah, they, you know, he has to kind of like really fit himself into that because, you know, they're tight there in the cockpit. So, but the caterers were Odell's Barbecue, which is right next
door.
Wow. Jason and his gang do such a great job. And
Jason Odell.
Man, I tell you what, the food was magnificent. The service was just as good. But I talked to some people that were there from Virginia. And we started talking about Virginia, how much we liked Southern Virginia, and that's where they live. And I'd been stationed in Virginia, Northern Virginia, and, you know, living in Northern Virginia because I was going to school in D.C. And then being stationed down in Quantico, and how, you know, really like Virginia, you know, so it kind of like morphed over to their gubernatorial race. And you have Terry McAuliffe is the Democrat who's running for reelection.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republican is a guy by the name of Glenn Youngkin. The thing about it is that McAuliffe was like 20 points ahead, and then it was 10 points. Then it was 5, then it was 1, and now Youngkin is leading in the race because McAuliffe does strange things. He was the one that was in blackface, and if it had been a Republican, they'd still be talking about it. Of course, that kind of blew over, and even though black Democrats called for his resignation, he refused to do it because this is what Democrats, in many cases, do so well. You upset the populace. You upset the voter. They just ignore it. Where the Republicans, oh, my God, they have to stab themselves in the chest 26 times and then quit. I don't understand this. Anyway, so I talked about that, and he goes, oh, yeah. He says Northern Virginia has, you know, the people who live in Northern Virginia all work in D.C. They're not, you know, like Virginians. They come in. They're there for 3, 6, 9, 10 years. But Northern Virginia, because it's, again, you get into the more populated areas, vote for the Democrats or McAuliffe. So he said, but this time he is really, he's irritated people. So we'll have to see what happens because this could be a big indicator that, at least in Virginia, the way people are leaning, leaning in the election. And you just, I pulled up something. I can't miss it, but.
Republican contender Virginia avoids Trump's campaign event.
Yeah, he didn't show up for that.
He was scheduled to host Virginia campaign event on Monday for Glenn Youngkin, the Republican candidate for governor, on a race headed down to the wire. But Youngkin will not participate as he attempts to balance appeals to the former president's supporters with a semblance of independence.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people still hate Trump, but a lot of people still like Trump. And but it goes back. Virginia is very much like California and Colorado and Washington and Oregon. You get the big urban centers voting one way, and the vast majority of the state, as far as area and counties, all go the opposite direction. So again, you know, the idea that that people really do have to get out and vote. They have to be, it's a non-presidential year. It's kind of in Virginia, the governors run every 3 years. So I find that interesting. So anyway, that should be interesting. And I think, gosh, I think the election is going to be tomorrow.
Really?
I think so, but don't hold me to it. Open line. Rest of today is open line. So if you've got something stuck in your craw, give us a call at 605-4567. And you know what? We're just going to give away $10 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks right now just because. 605 800-454-5667. Give us a call and you get $10 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks.
Well, what I'm seeing here with this election is Youngkin as of November 1st today as at 47.7%, where McAuliffe is 46.7. So just a point ahead.
Yeah, it's too close.
So that is as of today, according to this particular, it's called the 5038. It's whatever. We do have a caller coming in. I texted Joy and said if you guys want to call in because I know that they probably got
these are Black Bear Diner Bucks. I'll bet.
Oh,
you.
Okay.
So our phones do work, right?
Oh, they do work. Indian Dave got them.
Okay, excellent. Dave. Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, it's open line. We'll be right back after these commercials. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center is continuing to ride the wave of technology and new and bringing in new procedures into the hospital. We've talked about the TAVR valve replacement where you don't have to have your chest open to get a new valve. The fact that they're bringing in 24 residents to come in and work at Shasta Regional Medical Center and the different specialties there, which is to have that many come in is, you know, guarantees we're going to be able to keep a few of them because they're going to love it here. I mean, what's there not to love in Redding and Shasta County in Northern California? That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nurseries open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaveterans.com. Cypress or Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your free pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Cypress or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hello, Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, candidate for District 5 Supervisor. It seems masks and vaccines are very hot topics these days, and the masking of our kids in schools and forced vaccinations are the talk of the county. I support the views and beliefs of both sides, but I do not support our government forcing their beliefs on either side. I strongly believe in liberty and freedom for all. I believe in personal choice and personal responsibility for those choices. Parents should be able to choose whether their children are masked at school or not. We, the people, should be able to choose to get vaccinated or not. Do your own research, consult your trusted healthcare professional, and make your own choices. Unelected bureaucrats should not be ruling our lives, masking our children all day, every day in school, while celebrities go to the Oscars and Grammys unmasked is the height of hypocrisy. We the people are supposed to be in charge of our government, not unelected bureaucrats who most likely never finished medical school. Shasta County District 5 covers Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and the Millville area, but as District 5 Supervisor, I will represent all of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:33 in the morning, it's 55 degrees out there, it's raining. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right there. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment. That's how they work. It's Man's Last Stronghold. I was just there Friday. And I love getting my hair cut there.
So on my show Thursday night, I'll be live. I've got a few things. First of all, I'll have the folks in charge of the Reading Garden of Lights, which, by the way, get your tickets because they're going to be going. And last year, people were late to get their tickets and couldn't. It was sold out because they do look at it like, last year we had to mask. So there was, masking and only a certain amount of people that could come in the park at a certain time. So you would have, like, say you bought your tickets for 5 or 6 o'clock and then you bought your ticket for 7 o'clock. So there's only each night a particular amount of people. So listen in Thursday night because you'll hear, the people who are putting this on and some new additions, newer hours, expanded hours and some things that they're doing to, bring in some new things as well. Plus I have, our astrologer that's going to be on talking about the moon in Scorpio. I always get great entertainment out of that. And then we're going to be talking about a lot of veteran affairs as well. So that's Thursday night. And then the first Thursday of December, I'm hoping if I can swing this with Pat Karch and Lou White and my band, I'm hoping that we're going to do a live show on the air, Christmas show. I don't know how that's going to come across. I know we've had some of the Madrigals will come through and other groups will come through and they sing from afar on the mics and it picks up, but we'll just see. So I really want to do that. My heart's telling me that we need a lot of Christmas music. Also, wanted to remind you that to our listeners that the 2021 KIXE holiday auction is already underway online at KIXE.org/auction. This /auction. This is their largest annual fundraiser, and this year's event is addressed to impress with over $100,000 in donated goods and services. They're moving the registration and bidding process to online format that has allowed more people to enjoy and support the auction, giving folks a full month to view and bid on their favorite items. The televised auction will air on Channel 9 beginning Wednesday, November 3rd. That's this Wednesday. All proceeds from the auction support the day-to-day operations of KIXE, the North State's local PBS station since 1964. Now, Carl and I have been big supporters of KIXE for many years, and we hope that our listeners will too. So go to KIXE.org/auction right now and start your bidding. Christmas is coming, and you know it's always nice to support local. Can't say it enough.
Yep. They're having this week is the World Economic Forum with the climate conference. The Sunday Mayo from there, and they're in Davos, Switzerland, reports some 400 private jets are due to
Well, how else are they going to get there?
They're going to burp up their cargo of world leaders and business executives for the event. They're going to dump thousands of tons of CO2 into the atmosphere. Well, because they could fly in. I mean, come on. What's wrong with flying first class, you know, in an airline? So, I mean, it's already going there. You know, if you need security, put your security there, too. You know, they all ride first class, but that's okay. But they could do that, but they don't. They fly in their private jets. Of course, you know, Air Force One, I can understand Air Force One. And I can understand if it's the leader of a country flying in, but all these other 400 private jets, it's as much CO2 as the whole country of Scotland uses in a year. Anyway, you know, here's my thing about the climate change. You read it, if you read deep enough into these things, you'll see that the United States has cut back our carbon usage. We're at lower levels than we've ever been, at least under Trump, and I'm sure Biden's trying to keep it the same way. But yet, we keep, you know, the CO2 keeps getting bigger every year. So I did read that if Russia and United States went to zero, it would still have no effect on the amount of carbon that's being dumped into the air. Zero effect on the amount of carbon emissions. As long as you have China, India, and other countries that are, you know, that are developing and building coal-fired plants as fast as they can, plus others from all over the world, it does no good for California to do away with the use of generators or small gas-powered, you know, like lawnmowers and leaf blowers and all that. It absolutely has no impact. If you're going to do something from this conference and you can get everybody to start slowing down, that's one thing. But as India said, do you want us to turn the electricity off in villages that have never had electricity? Well, you know, us out there, you know, out here we're going, well, yes, they don't need electricity in their villages if it means carbon going into the air. It's not going to happen, my friends. We're trying, you know, we're laying this on people by saying you have got to cut your standard of living. I mean, that's what they're telling us. We have to cut our standard of living. But you're telling people in places like India and in China does anything they want, and we seem to go along with that and acquiesce to that. And India to say they're not going to do it. They're just not going to do it. Not for another 30 or 40 years. Then they'll start maybe tapering down once they've established it, because there is no renewable assets in India of any strength at all. And for some reason, nobody wants to get behind nuclear power, which could solve these problems. You could build a nuclear, two or three nuclear plants in India and, you know, and handle millions of the people there, millions of the people there. So,
Elon, I have something to cover.
Yeah, Elon Musk is going to solve world hunger.
Elon Musk has offered to sell some of his Tesla stock right now if the UN can prove that $6 billion will solve world hunger. His comments came after UN World Food Program Director David Beasley challenged the ultra-wealthy, and in particular the world's two richest men, Jeff Bezos and Musk, to step up now on a one-time basis to help solve world hunger in an interview. $6 billion to help 42 million people that are literally going to die if we don't reach them. It's not complicated, according to Beasley. He said, posting on Twitter on Sunday, the Tesla chief executive said, if WFP can describe on his Twitter thread exactly how $6 billion will solve world hunger, I will sell Tesla stock right now and do it. But it must be an open source accounting so the public sees precisely how the money is spent. Beasley replied to Musk's post on Twitter saying he could assure the billionaire that the WFP had the systems in place for transparency and open source accounting. Your team can review and work with us to be totally confident in of such, he said. $6 billion will not solve world hunger, but it will prevent geopolitically instability, mass migration, and save 42 million people on the brink of starvation. addressing the billionaire directly on the CNN interview, he said, what if your daughter was starving to death? What if your family was starving to death? As of Monday, Musk had a net worth of $311 billion, according to Bloomberg's Billionaire Index, making him the richest man in the world. The net worth of U.S. billionaires has almost doubled since the pandemic began, standing at $5.4 trillion in October. Last week, Tesla became the sixth company in U.S. in history to be worth $1 trillion and the second fastest to achieve the milestone after Facebook.
It's nice to know that Alec Baldwin now says he might be able to get behind this movement to ban guns, live guns, from movie sets. This is, of course, after Alec Baldwin killed his cinematographer.
Accidentally.
And wounded the director. Yes, accidentally, of course. He wouldn't just shoot them. But he did point the gun at her and pull the trigger. He did. I mean, that's the only way he could have done it. He aimed the gun at her. He cocked it. And he pulled the, you know, because it was a revolver, he cocked the hammer, and then he pulled the trigger. He killed her, wounded the director. And now this is, of course, has become a criminal investigation. There's all types of things that are coming out. Both sides are, you know, I mean, you're not going to know for a couple of months what happened there. However, that people that are so, you know, against the Second Amendment, like Liam Neeson, whose career was on the ropes until he did a movie called Taken, in which he killed numerous people in unreal shootouts, numerous people, and his career became alive again. So he did two more of them, Taken 2, Taken 3. I don't know, maybe we'll go up to Taken 12, where they go after his grandchildren, or great-grandchildren, in this case. The point is the hypocrisy of Hollywood, again, the hypocrisy of Hollywood being against Second Amendment, and yet they're putting out films that are violent, violent, violent. And if they're not killing people with guns, they're killing them with machetes, they're killing them with ropes, they're killing them with knives. And if you are a fan of Halloween, he does everything. I mean, he runs over, but I don't think he's run over with a car yet. But he's done everything else. But it's violence. And you start seeing this when our kids are starting to be exposed to violence with online games. I've never played one. I take it back. I played Doom one time. My chief of staff said, "What are you doing at lunch?" And I went, "Well, I was going to go run." And he goes, "Hey, want to come over and play Doom?" And I had no idea what it was, but he was the chief of staff. I said, "Sure." He says, "My wife will make sandwiches." So we got in separate rooms, I swear to God, and we went against, you know, and I played Doom for the first and only time in my life.
And?
Well, I could see where it could become,
addicting.
Become addictive.
Yes, okay.
But it's not something I've had time for, and you have to admit. Have I ever played a game
no.
in 14 years?
No, but we talked about that, and you've said on a few occasions, I should get one of the, I said, you know. But you are a voracious reader.
Yeah,
I respect that. You got five books going on at the same time. I just received a book Saturday night. I'm very much looking forward to it. It's called The $80 Champion.
This is one of the most fantastic stories. And it's a documentary, too, on Netflix, or one of these, that's it's called Harry and the Snowman, about a horse that this guy bought off a kill truck. He got in late, and this was here in the United States. He got in late for a auction. And so all the horses have been auctioned off, and the ones that weren't auctioned off were being bought by killers. They load the horses up, and they're taken to slaughterhouses. And he looked at this horse inside the truck, and the horse looked back at him, much like your horse has done when she walked up and looked you in the face and stuck her face over there. And you two gazed into each other's eyes. There was, you know, right then, the three other people that were standing there feeling like, you know, chopped liver, realized that there was, there was a kind of a bonding there. But he looked at this horse. He said, "Can you unload the horse?" The guy had paid $60 for the horse.
$80.
The guy who bought it.
Okay.
The killer.
Oh.
And
okay.
So he unloaded it. And Harry looked at this horse. And the horse was looking back at him, standing up on all four. And he said, "A horse with this much strength and lack of fear. And so he took $80, and the guy wanted $80 for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Harry said, well, I could use this $80 to buy hay for the rest of the horses or food for my family. He handed him the $80 for this horse. And then this horse became the greatest jumper in history.
It's a Cinderella story of a Dutch immigrant, Harry DeLayer, and his friendship with Snowman, an Amish plow horse he rescued off a truck bound for the glue factory. Within 2 years, they would win the Triple Crown of show jumping, beating the nation's blue bloods, and traveling the world as media darlings. It is the most wonderful, and this horse was just an automatic. He just was a jumper.
He would jump. He would jump without people being around. And there's so many stories. But if you get a chance to see this documentary, Harry and the Snowman.
Right. So I received the book as a gift on Saturday night that is called The $80 Champion, and I can't wait to read it because it's in that story, and it's interesting. We do have to take a break. We're over time. KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM. We'll be right back.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
At the reception, a glass of wine.
Rolling Stones?
Yes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow morning, Doug Craig and I, who have
his
opposing political views and many things we're going to talk about, but we've been able to talk about them on the air, of course, and we remain friends, even though we really don't agree on
certain things.
Tomorrow we're going to talk about civility.
Oh,
and boy, how do we bring civility back into our culture? And, you know, he is a psychologist. He is a mediator. This man is a calm, reasoning adult, even though he kind of votes Democrat. And I'm a calm, reasoning adult, even though I vote Republican. But together, hopefully we can talk about this civility in today's society. How do you, and for an instance, when you do have a time with friends and it becomes very uncomfortable, how do you set those boundaries? What do you do? Do you walk away from it and say, sorry, I can't talk about that right now? Do you throw up in their lap? How do you handle this? Do you vomit back on them what they're vomited on you? Or is there a better way of handling this? We're going to talk about
that
tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Interesting to find out that many Republicans are shifting to independent.
Well,
I bet you anything, if you ask Kathy Darling, if you ask the offices,
we've got more and more people going to independent.
Right.
But I think under this new president, a lot of Democrats are shifting over to an independent too, because, you know, when 71% of the country thinks we're going in the wrong direction, you know, that ought to be a wake up call for President Biden. It should be a wake up call that says, well, maybe I shouldn't do that. And every week it's something else, like the latest, that $450,000 giveaway to an illegals that came in. Come on. Anyway.
Currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have about 58 today rain. Throughout the week, we do have some scattered clouds and perhaps rain on Wednesday and Friday. Saturday, looks like we'll have just scattered showers because we'll be out emceeing the Veterans Day Parade. Don't miss it.
The city of Shasta Lake.
Sometimes up to 100 different marching bands, floats, tanks, whatever. Let's go to the phones. Robert, sorry about that. Welcome to the show. Do you have something on your mind?
Yes. Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
I was listening to you guys talk about that documentary, and, you know, one thing I really miss, and I know this is not a nice thing to say about the part of the world where I grew up, but we just don't have any sort of movie house that would show documentaries, and so I kind of want to float this idea as a trial balloon since I've recently retired as a state employee, and now I actually have time to talk to you guys instead of listening to you and not calling you while I drive to work. But why not float the idea of a trial balloon of putting together a group of investors to buy the movie house over on Park Marina Circle, and then in addition to this other idea I have that I'm trying to float with Senior Chief Burroughs, is to use that plate and have that be like for showing movies that don't ordinarily get released here in the Reading area, like documentaries, and also maybe have like movie theme nights like the 007 Film Festival, or maybe date night movies like the original version of the Thomas Crown Affair with Steve McQueen and Faye Dunaway, not that silly remake with Pierce Brosnan, because there was just no chemistry between him and Rene Russo.
Well, it was a different. Well, some people would differ with that opinion, meaning the chemistry.
Well, it's just that documentary sounds like fun, but on my now limited income, I can't afford Netflix. The only reason I can afford my charter is because I got rid of my computer service, and that cut my bill in half.
Well, you know, the idea of having a theater that plays kind of the, you know, art-type films or documentaries or family films and has a theme, you know, once a week. It could be, you know, I think that's a good idea. But when they shut that theater down, I just wonder how much it would cost to try and bring that theater back, or would it be easier?
Well, that's what I like about being retired. I actually have the time to be able to look into something like that.
Look at a large storefront that's open. I mean, that's, you know, it's empty. Being able to take that storefront and put up a single screen, or maybe using an existing facility.
Just like I said, now that I've got the time, I can look into stuff like this. But if you're going to dream, why not dream big? Because then you could have, like,
Well, Robert,
several James Bond movies or John Wayne movies or date night movies, or maybe have a night of old school classics like Casablanca.
They did a film festival over at the Old City Hall, but I think because of COVID, many things, closed. At one time, the Anderson movie theaters had a lot of indie films that would be there. So if you were always looking for something off the mainstream, they at one time, like Buck Brenahan, they had that, there. We're talking about 3 or 4 years ago. So that might be something. I don't know who owns that now. It used to be independently owned.
Like I said, now that I'm retired, I've got the time to be able to look into this sort of thing. So,
love the idea.
Against hope that I can do this, because
I'm
retired, I want to do something to help the Veterans Museum.
I tell you what, if you start looking at this, we'll be more than happy to help you get this off the ground. Not money-wise, but any other way we can help.
All right, sounds good. I'll let you know when I have some ideas on paper.
Okay, thanks a lot, Robert. Okay, hey, Bennett Gooch. And the D2 development group that's, you know, they've thrown out that proposal to buy the land around the Civic, which includes rodeo grounds. We have like 25 to 30,000 people attended the rodeo over this year's event. And it's the biggest moneymaker for Redding. And Bennett Gooch has been, you know, talking with the people that want to build, you know, that want to redo all that area down there about keeping the rodeo there. They've been there 74 years. And there's so many things tied in.